Thousands Line Mall to cheer Queen Elizabeth II on 70th anniversary. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 2, 2022. Queen Elizabeth II was joined on the balcony at Buckingham Palace with the working members of the royal family Thursday afternoon as thousands gathered on Pall Mall to wish the Queen well on the 70th year of her reign. London bore witness to some of the most spectacular ceremonial and pageantry on earth on Thursday with the Trooping of the Colour. A normally impressive official celebration of the Queen's birthday lent extra weight this year by it also marking 70 years of the Queen's reign, called the Platinum Jubilee. Following a ceremonial military parade of soldiers, the Guards, who as the name implies guard the Queen but are also elite fighting infantry deployed around the world, soldiers marching past Buckingham Palace were followed by a crowd of well-wishers. Walking up Pall Mall, the long, tree-lined avenue leading from the Admiralty and Horse Guards Parade to Buckingham Palace, the thousands who had turned out were met by the Queen, who was photographed smiling and waving from the balcony at the palace. The culmination of the ceremony was a flypast of 70 aircraft representing the air arms of the three military services, the Royal Navy, British Army, and Royal Air Force. A flight of Eurofighter Typhoon spelt out 70 in formation in the sky, and Red Arrow's aerobatics display team deployed red, white and blue smoke. In previous years, the Queen would have taken the salute on such occasions at Horse Guards, where the bulk of the day's ceremonial parading takes place. But the 96-year-old monarch is now less physically able and walks with a stick. During her appearance on the balcony today, she was seen to be leaning on a crook-handled rustic stick. The Prince of Wales, her son and heir, deputized for the Queen at the parade on Horse Guards wearing the ceremonial uniform of the Guards and wearing their distinctive bearskin hat. While the balcony of Buckingham Palace was crowded with senior royals, some may have noted the absence of certain high-profile characters, among them Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, and the Duke of York. Following scandals involving those parties, they have stepped down from the Queen's group of top working royals, those who assist her in her duties and work full-time to run the monarchy. With just senior working royals invited to appear on the balcony, those more controversial characters can be safely excluded without being technically snubbed. Even with some individuals missing, the 18 on the balcony today are the largest group to have stood there in many years. Just 6 appeared on the balcony for the Diamond Jubilee in 2012. While the first day of celebrations, there are parties planned through the rest of the week, has gone off smoothly with perfect weather benefiting the revelers in London, it was not completely without incident. As reported, as the day's celebrations were beginning, a group of animal rights activists reportedly linked a green extremist Extinction Rebellion threw themselves into the path of a column of marching soldiers. While the troops, decked out in full ceremonial and playing musical instruments, did not break their stride, armed police jumped in to pull the individuals out of the road. Several arrests have been made. Although this week marks the Platinum Jubilee, 70 years on the throne, today is not actually the 70th anniversary of Elizabeth II becoming the Queen. She ascended the throne on February 6, 1952, but does not celebrate that day because it, of course, is also the anniversary of the death of her beloved father.